Measure. Throughout my life, I've had this concept and all these different work jobs or whatever, where the overarching theme to fixing a problem is to measure what you're currently doing. When I worked for a printing company and we had lots of mistakes and things, we broke things and the company was not very profitable, the thing that we would always say is like, you can't fix what you don't measure. When we talk about building software, the same thing is the case. If you're not keeping track of everything that's going on, you, of course, are not going to know if you're getting it even any better. How many bugs are you solving? How many features are you building? Whatever. And I generally, that's the type of software development that can sometimes be not very fun, because you feel like you're just a ticket taker. You feel like you're in a hamster wheel, that the work never runs out. And it can at times be a little depressing, to be honest. So it's funny, like when I do like my little skunk work projects, a lot of times there's no tickets, there's no tracking. It's just like, just go build cool shit. And DA has definitely been through a little bit of that, but like we generally try to do things the right way. And I'm going to pivot to a more personal context, but I have this customer who is like, hey, you know, we want to clean our content up. We want to clean our website up before we move on to your product. And I had to level set with them. And this is another fun sort of Chris Millar trope, which is like, you know, you shouldn't, for a bunch of different reasons, you know, you can be like, you know what? I know that something's never going to happen, you know? And so I asked him to be real with me. The way I say this is like, is this an aspirational goal or is this reality? And the guy said, oh, this is for sure aspirational. I don't have control over this team that's making these ill decisions and whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, let's do this. You say you want to clean up your content. I think we should, let's get a level set. Let's get an understanding of where you're at today. And, you know, let's lean into this idea that, like, you know, have aspirations. That's a really good goal to have, to clean up your content, but that's also out of your control. So let's fix the things that you can control. And so, what's nice about this is it gets out of, it removes a dependency from adoption. Because they don't have to worry about this other team not doing their job or whatever, which is great. When I, and now to maybe pivot to a little bit more of a personal context, when I started getting sober, and almost everyone that I know does this, which is like counting the days. And it's, for me, it was really important because it was, especially for like the first 3 months, probably, and especially the first 30 days, because you would put up a day and then when day two would come by, you'd say, well, I can't let my day one down. And then when you get to day three, I can't let days one and two down, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so you count the days of sobriety, and there's all sorts of like sobriety calendars and counters and all sorts of stuff. Now fast forward, like I've been officially sober for almost 2 years, and I have developed a habit in the last probably 6 months. It's probably gotten a little more severe, but like, with my work stress and really being honest with myself and giving myself grace to say like, you can't do everything. You know, I used to work out a lot and I used to exercise a lot, and you know, now things are a little rough in those parts. Like I'll exercise 3 days a week if I'm lucky. I used to be exercising like 5 days a week. So it's a fairly significant drop off for what I want, because I want to feel good about my body. That's part of my overall mental health strategy, is to just like always feel good about my body. But like with stress and everything, it's like the idea of going and exercising is just unequivocally unappetizing. I've been working, let's say, you know, almost 10, 11, 12 hours. And the idea of getting off my butt and going to a gym after I've just worked so hard mentally, it's just not there. The oomph is not there. So what I end up doing is like, I'm like, okay, you know what? Give myself some grace. I'm totally tired. I'm mentally exhausted. I don't have it in me to get ready for the gym and go to the gym. And then what sucks is that I have developed this, because I don't have the alcohol sugars in my body anymore, I've been able to get away with a lot of shit as far as like my eating habits. But I kind of, there's this sense of like enough is enough almost right now, where I'm like, gosh, I don't need to, I'm eating as if I'm going to the gym every day, but I'm not going to the gym every day. And I want to, I still have a high protein diet and everything. And I still, you know, keep the sugars to a minimum during the day. But what happens is I'm so emotionally and mentally exhausted at night. I'm just like, I need something, and I'm not going to go to alcohol. So it's like, ooh, what kind of sugar do we have in the house? And then I'll go do that. I don't know if I'm going to get better. I certainly want to, and I want to measure. And so like almost like approach it from a sobriety angle, which is like, hey, I made it one day without having any sort of sugar. I made it one day without working too much. Those are the sorts of things that I want to start measuring. In addition to all the other things that I'm measuring, but also again, just being honest with myself and from like a, you know what, it's okay. You're fucking stressed out. Go have that little like leftover, fun size Snickers from Halloween. And with that, I'll let you go. Bye.